And coming up on Saturday, it is the Lander Film Festival. It's the fifth annual Lander Film Festival, and that's on Saturday. And one of the big stars that is here to talk about how to become a TV writer and not get screwed, I think that's the title, is Sarah Watson. She is the writer and co-executive producer of Parenthood. I think she's on the line.
I'm here. Hello.
How are you doing this morning, Sarah?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. So, how was your trip? You got in yesterday, correct?
Yes, long journey, planes, trains, and automobiles, but we got in, we're here, and excited to be here.
That's right. Have you ever been to Lander before?
I have never been to South Carolina before.
Wow. Okay. Well, then you are in for a treat, and you're here on an absolutely picture-perfect weekend.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
So I certainly know you're going to have a great time. But I happen to, because I was going to have you on the show today, so when it counts for ratings, you can count me in for one more on Parenthood last night. Watch the show. Thought it was a great show, but I also understand that one of the things that you're not a parent.
I am not a parent.
Are you married?
I am not married. I have a boyfriend, but I am not married.
So one of the questions we'd ask is, you watch all these little vignettes put together into a show, which just spins around very nicely. How do you come up with the ideas? Because I know part of it would be some of the ideas, correct?
Yes.
How do you come up with those?
Well, we have a room of 8 writers, and a lot of them are parents, and practically everything you see in Parenthood is from somebody's life or a friend of ours' lives. You know, it's a very personal show. So the fact that I'm not a parent, those aren't the storylines that I'm necessarily coming up with for personal experiences. But I just feel like you can personally connect to something without having that personal experience yourself.
Sure.
And so that's where I approach it.
Do you find yourself asking friends that do have children how they deal with things and everything?
I don't necessarily find myself asking questions, but I do find myself observing things and then exploiting them for our show.
Exploiting them for the show. Okay, I like that.
Yeah, I was actually, a neighbor of mine is a writer for Modern Family, and we were at a neighborhood party, and somebody's, I can't remember what the exact situation was, but somebody's kid was throwing a fit about something, and it was kind of funny, kind of dramatic, and both of us just sort of looked at each other, and it was like, all right, who's taking this one to the writer's room?
Exactly. I can imagine that becomes a... Are you ever able to relax then would be my question, because you're probably always on the lookout for something that looks interesting.
Well, yeah, I don't know that I'm always on the lookout, but I think things are always sort of finding their way.
Sure. Yeah. As being in radio the way I am, I'm always looking for either A, interesting stories, things that are happening out there, or how can I change this up to not embarrass the people that I know?
Yeah, exactly. No, there are certainly days where my dad will call me after an episode of Parenthood and be like, uh-huh, especially with the Zeke storyline. He's seen some certain things from his life from time to time.
Now, when y'all are writing the show, do different people write different storylines within each show?
No, we call it story breaking, which is basically outlining the episode, and we do that as a group. You know, all of us are in, it's called the writer's room. It's mm-hmm. a big conference room with comfy chairs and cork boards everywhere, and we come up with the outlines for the stories together, and then when it's your turn to write the episode, you write the whole thing, all the dialogue.
Wow. No pressure there, right?
No, none at all. Although I've been on since the beginning, so after 5 seasons, I have a pretty good handle of the characters.
Yeah. Now, but I would imagine that's kind of hard, though, because each writer should have probably a little bit different interpretation of the characters.
Well, at this point, that definitely on a first season show, that's tough. But I feel like at this point, the characters are so well established and we know them so well. But you're definitely right that certain writers have more of an emotional attachment and a connection. Like, I tend to really come alive when I'm writing scenes with Sarah and Amber, Lauren Graham and Mae Whitman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are just, for whatever reason, and it's not like I have personal experiences, but those are just characters I really connect to. And same thing with Zeke. And, you know, I know other writers really connect to Adam.
Sure.
But for the most part, all of us, you know, we all do it all.
Well, that's That's pretty interesting. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you was, when you were growing up, what did you see your life rolling out to be?
Oh, my gosh, nothing like where I am. I didn't even know television writing was a job people had. And that's something I'm going to be talking about tomorrow, what exactly a television writer does, because I had no idea. I loved books as a kid. I loved reading. And I always loved writing. I loved writing stories. So where I thought my life was going, I thought I would be an English major, be an English teacher or an elementary school teacher, and write books in my spare time. That's what I thought.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess the money's a little better.
Yeah, a little bit better in television. So it all worked out well in the end.
But I understand that, I think I read this, that it was just by chance that you ended up taking this road.
Yeah, it is. I actually had sort of the opposite journey of a lot of writers who, pack up their cars and move out to Hollywood to be writers. I ended up in L.A. before I knew this is what I wanted to do. I went to UCLA as an undergrad, and I took a film class just by chance because it seemed like an interesting and fun way to fill an elective.
Right.
And I absolutely loved it. And like I said, I didn't even know TV writer or film writer was a job. But UCLA kind of opened my eyes to that. And so while I was an undergrad, I got an internship at Paramount where I was reading tons of scripts.
Mm-hmm.
And I just loved it. I loved dialogue. I loved telling characters stories in that way. And, just started writing and trying that. And it all worked out.
That's pretty neat. You know, that always used to be what people went to college for, wasn't it? To discover something. Now it seems like our kids go to school because they're already tracked to find that their career.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good point.
And in the old days, you went and you said, well, I'll figure out what I want to be. And,
yeah.
And just think about if you hadn't had that opportunity, would you be where you are today?
No, absolutely not. There's no way I would have been. And you make an interesting point because I did go into college thinking I knew what I wanted to be. And actually, when I took that film class, I had a teaching internship as well. I was working in an elementary school. And so, my life took a huge turn, and a turn I'm really happy about.
Sure.
I love my job.
Yeah. Now, what do you think? One of the other things I was thinking about, because they're always talking about this, network TV versus cable and everything. What do you think, this was the fourth year, is that right, of parenthood?
Fifth year,
okay.
Yeah.
What do you think about the future of network TV with the dramas and even the comedies, and where is it headed?
Oh, that is such a good question, and I wish I knew. Actually, it's great you asked that, because Luke Ryan, another guy out from Los Angeles who's going to be talking tomorrow, he's actually doing a workshop at 10 tomorrow called The Future of Media.
Yeah.
And he does work a lot more with transmedia and internet and all those other platforms. But I am I'm a network TV writer, and so I don't know what the future is.
What's the buzz that people talk about?
Yeah, TV ratings are lower than they have been. There's so much more. There are so many more options. There's so much more content.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of incredible TV on right now, but, Parenthood, we fight for our ratings every week. And I don't know what the future is. I wish I did.
One of the things that I have actually been glad to see is we went through a period back when there was the big strike, and they went to all reality TV shows. And now we're coming back to some drama and some comedy and some stories that you can get involved with the characters and follow them every week. I think that's a good thing because I tell you what, reality TV, personally, I think gets old.
I agree.
I'll
but
bet
they
you
can
do
make
agree.
It so cheap, so it's really tempting for the networks to put that on. In Parenthood, we are not a cheap show.
Right. Because you've got so many actors and so many name actors.
Yes, we have a huge cast. Huge.
What do you think, Raymond,
Yeah, Ray Romano.
Yes, I mean, about the ability of these characters to have life after their shows.
I mean, it's amazing, and having Ray Romano on the show has been so special, and that actually happened because Ray was a fan of Jason Kadam's other show, Friday Night Lights, and had actually contacted Jason just with some questions about how he shot that and then had become a big Parenthood fan. And so it really became from Ray being a fan of the show that he ended up on the show.
Sure.
You know, Jason wrote that character towards him, with him in mind.
Well, that brings up another question. How often does somebody do that, you know, that you make accommodations because of who the character is and how you perceive that they would play the role?
That is a great question. It does. It does happen a lot. You know, a lot of times you write a character a certain way. Actually, this is when I was first on Parenthood. The Lauren Graham character was originally cast with Maura Tierney. The pilot was shot with her, and then she had to bow out. And so when I wrote my first episode of Parenthood, we had not yet cast Lauren Graham. Mm. And so I wrote that character not knowing. And I do think that over the years, we have started to write sort of to her humor and to her sensibility. So, you know, you do start, the actors definitely bring their own stuff to the character. And then we as writers get to kind of explore that, which is what's exciting about being in TV, because things are always growing and changing, whereas in film, everything's already written once you get that actor cast.
That's a very good point. Now, you are talking tomorrow afternoon, 2:30 to 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about, I love the title.
I did not make it up.
Oh, come on now. From Conception to Parenthood, Writing for Television Without Getting Screwed. Now, what type of screwing are we talking about here, Sarah?
Well, I think I'm going to be talking about how you get to write and tell your own story, what you want to say. But it is funny because Craig Titley, who's the one who brought me down here, he is the one who came up with that title and just kind of gave it to me. And it's such a perfect lesson of television. Sometimes you just got handed things and you got to make it work.
Sure. And I guess, you know, I think I was reading somewhere about you that you said Hollywood is not such a bad place. It has a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, I think, you know, Hollywood is a great place. And yes, there are bad people, but there are bad people everywhere. And I've had wonderful experiences and just met great people. If you come into the Parenthood writers' room, it's some of the warmest people you'll ever meet, so down to earth. It's just, it's not what you would stereotypically think of Hollywood.
Well, that's, there's not as much sleaze as we think that goes on out there in Hollywood. I mean, we certainly get it splashed all over the tabloids and everything.
Yeah, I think, you know, there is sleaze, and that's what people are always going to talk about. But, you know, you find the good people. You know, I'm not going to go onto the shows with the sleazy people. I'm gonna stick with Jason Kadams.
Yeah. Now, you also are working on the show about a boy.
I am.
Now, that's a different show.
Yeah, very different. And it's been, well, you know, different, but it still has that Jason Kadams emotional anchor in the
sure.
heart.
Yeah, I mean, I like the show. I saw the first couple of episodes after the Olympics, and I was very impressed with it. And where is that show? Is that show going to be picked up again?
We feel really good about our chances. None of the official pickups have been made yet, but our ratings have been solid. We feel really good about it.
And I understand you get really concerned when it's time for them to tell you to pick up or not to pick up again.
Oh, yeah, because with Parenthood especially, we're always on, they call it on the bubble, where you could come back or you could not. So we really never know with Parenthood. I think there was one year where we had an early pickup, but usually we're waiting until the networks have what's called the upfronts in May, and usually we have to wait and find out then.
Yeah. So I guess that's got to be very, very hard.
Yeah, it is hard, especially with a show like Parenthood where you get so emotionally connected to it.
And isn't that where the public has a big role in it, though, because they become emotionally vested? And in the past, we have seen a TV show that they said they were going to cancel, right? And through public persuasion, they have brought it back on.
Yes, yeah.
So that does make it tough, though, to be sitting there on pins and needles wondering whether you got a job next year.
It does, and it also makes it tough just in terms of how we tell our stories, whether, you know, because next week is the finale of Parenthood, and you know, we hope it's the season finale and not the series finale. And but you know, when you're breaking that episode and coming up with it, you definitely have that in the back of your mind. Is this how people are going to say goodbye to these characters?
Yeah. Well, listen, I know you are going to have a fantastic weekend here, and I hope that maybe I get to meet you when you're doing the reception there Saturday night at the Courtyard at Uptown Greenwood. How long are you going to be able to stay in Greenwood?
I will be here till Sunday.
Whoa, and so you'll get a full meal deal here, and have a great time, and thank you so much for calling us right here on WCRS.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
All right, you too, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
You just heard from Sarah Watson. She is the writer and co-executive producer of Parenthood. She is here in town this weekend for the Lander Film Festival. That's right. And it was a real privilege to be able to talk to her this morning. So we'll be posting that on the website so she can, if you didn't get to hear it, you will be able to hear it.